Look, the Press Council does okay, but I think it could be stronger. I think the Press Council should be more independent of the industry, better resourced. It should write more aggressive judgments, and it should be able to compel newspapers to run, you know, prominent corrections and rights of reply. Self-regulation is difficult, and you know, I think that it should be a statutory body, you know, one super regulator dealing with industry standards.
I mean, it's not a view widely held. A lot of media people, Jonathan Holmes from Media Watch, have spoken quite loudly against this idea of a statutory body, saying that it sort of turns around 300 years of history. How do you feel about this, and is it a threat to freedom of speech?
I don't think so, because the internet has turned around 300 years of publishing history as well. Anyone can self-publish, and there's no way you can suppress freedom of speech on the internet. The issue is with, you know, rogue mass publishers who, in a democracy with compulsory voting, can make and break elections by, you know, distorting or beating up or being partisan. And that happens all too often in Australia. And it's those sorts of things where I think, you know, some statutory powers for newspapers to have to publish corrections and write to reply would be a healthy development.
On that, you mentioned that there's a lot of opinion or bias in the editorials of these papers, and that there's now a blurring of that, and that's one thing that we need to crack down on. The Sydney Morning Herald has pointed to, you know, this mutual paranoia that's always been a hallmark of the Gillard government and the Murdoch press of late. Is media bias something that's been around for a long while, and you know, nothing's going to change that? I mean, we've always been concerned about it. What's going to change with this media inquiry?
Well, maybe nothing will change, but they'll come up with a bunch of recommendations, and I think at the very least we may get a revitalised and strengthened press council. But there's always traditional tension between the fourth estate and those in power. That's a healthy thing, and I always prefer to see strong tension between those two groups. But there are occasions when newspapers can go rogue, when editors can be feral, and there needs to be some sort of mechanisms or points of redress when that happens.
Are you talking specifically here about the News of the World scandal, and then in terms how the News Limited Press is operating here in Australia?
Look, obviously News of the World is a fairly rogue element, but I think the Daily Telegraph at the moment has gone pretty rogue. I mean, they've gone extremely feral against the government in a series of sort of front page beat-ups and attacks on the Greens and the Gillard government. And frankly, as a professional journalist, I look at it and I just say, look, that's just, you know, so blatantly biased. You know, it's ridiculous. And the victims of those attacks ought to have, you know, some form of redress.
And in your opinion, what would that be?
Well, I think, you know, a right of reply, you know, an ability to have an opinion column published, you know, an undertaking that people won't be, you know, stalked and harassed, and campaigns won't be run against them.
Isn't it arguable that we already have the right of reply? You know, you speak about the internet, we can reply with comments, with blogs, at their open forums. So what's different here in saying that, you know, a right of reply will change this?
Well, I mean, I've often tried to get the right of reply on Andrew Bolt's blog, and in the Herald Sun and the Australian, and on the vast majority of occasions I submit a letter for publication that's not published. So, you know, if right of reply breaks down, if self-regulation fails, then you need an alternative system. You need a fallback mechanism when self-regulation fails and the power is abused.
And so that would be the statutory body. And would there be fines involved in this?
Not fines for what is published, but I think there would be fines if a right of reply was refused. You know, if there was a blatant rejection of a finding by a statutory body, then you might have some fines kicking in. But certainly I'm very nervous about fining individual journalists or editors just for writing a story. The key point is in allowing the debate to continue and allowing all sides to be heard and treated reasonably fairly.